All right, so I don't have any financial disclosures to let you know about, but I do want to tell you that I will get confused with being part of MSDH and part of the Mississippi Public Health Association. I'll say we all the time, and you won't know which one I'm referring to, but I'll try to explain that, or you can stop me. So what I want to talk to you today about is building a healthier Mississippi. And the Mississippi State Department of Health started talking about accreditation, we took it as an opportunity, as many of you probably did, to look at what we were doing and where we wanted to go to improve health in Mississippi. And I don't have to tell y'all that we are either at the bottom or the top of most indicators for health. We also looked at it as a way to bring together other organizations in Mississippi and individuals to come up with a common goal and a shared agenda for health. We needed to all be on the same page with what we were doing because of the status of our citizens in Mississippi and to work together to accomplish those goals. We also wanted to improve communication and to let people know what public health does. So the Mississippi Public Health Association and the Mississippi State Department of Health have a long history of working together, and I should have put arrows going both ways between the two, but they call on MPHA, we call on MSDH, it's back and forth all the time. So what we wanted to do was build a healthier Mississippi together, along with our other organizations. So I'm going to talk just a little bit about the Mississippi State Department of Health. We're approaching it from a different than Arizona. We are working on state accreditation. So the process is a little bit different with that. Mississippi is a centralized state. We have an appointed board by the governor, and then the board appoints the health officer. Our organizational structure is we have 9 district offices. We have 82 counties in Mississippi. We have 81 county health departments, 2 of them are joined together, with about 100 locations. So we are applying for state accreditation, and we'll talk more about that in just a minute. So it ends up looking like this with our 9 districts and our 82 counties with 81 county health departments. We provide a lot of clinical services at our county health departments, and most county health departments provide the same services because we're all under that one umbrella. We are in the process of looking at those services and changing direction based on some funding issues in the state. A lot of our population-focused health is done from our district offices with nurse consultants and environmental services and those kind of things. Okay, so if we look at the Mississippi Public Health Association, it's also been around for a long time, for 78 years, and it is, we call, the voice for public health in Mississippi. We went from an organization that provided an annual conference with pretty much just all volunteers to when we received, and I'll probably say it all wrong, but an infrastructure grant back in, I believe, 08 is what we kind of think that might have been around, 08, from the APHA affiliate to help develop our infrastructure, and we were able to hire an executive director part-time, although he'll tell you he works full-time, and I'm sure he does, but to get to look at our organization and to build Mississippi Public Health Association to be the voice of public health in Mississippi. And along the way, we picked up some additional funding partners and have helped us to grow to be an organization that says 715 members. We had our conference that ended Friday, and then we came to this Friday afternoon, and we now have about 725 members. And we also have worked very hard, Buddy has worked very hard on organizational memberships this year, going from 2 to 10. So that's great. And along with that come a lot of new members, too, when you get those organizational memberships. So what MPHA does is work through our partnerships, education and advocacy efforts. We are growing our advocacy network and strengthening the public health workforce and setting a course for a culture of health in Mississippi. Okay, so here comes the grant. In 2014, we applied for the CDC grant through APHA, and we were fortunate enough to receive that money. And I did want to say that In Mississippi, we did not have the infrastructure to go forward with accreditation. We just did not have that staff to dedicate to it. Our per capita funding from the state is very low. And so all of the grants that we have received, whether it was from we've gotten the state, we has gotten NIFI grants and all kind of different grants, and this grant has helped us tremendously to add, at we being MPHA, to add a piece to that. So every grant we get adds to our accreditation efforts in Mississippi, and that's very important for a state like Mississippi. So we have, we've got this grant, and what we wanted to do was to look at Domain 9, and specifically Standard 9.1. Quality improvement was a huge area that we needed to work on in Mississippi. And we worked closely with the new Office of Performance Improvement for the Mississippi State Department of Health in deciding what area we wanted to work on, and that's what was chosen. So our grant objective was to provide training to MSDH senior advisors and management staff on performance management in the context of continuous quality improvement. So that's what we set out to do with the grant funds that we received. So our activities surrounding that were to contract with an outside consultant for on-site training. We assisted in the curriculum development for that training because we knew our state and what we needed. And we, of course, prepared the materials, did the on-site logistics. It was a two-day workshop, and the first part was to work with the senior staff with the State Department of Health to talk about performance management and quality improvement and what kind of system we were going to use and what it would require of their staff and those type issues. The second day was with 34 MSDH management staff to talk with them about digging down into performance management. So how MPHA does with communication as far as accreditation is through social media. This is probably not new to anybody, but how we communicate what we do and what we've done with that grant through these methods of communication. We use constant contact to communicate to our members and to our partner organizations, and we rebranded ourselves in 2014. And if you'll go to our website, you can see a whole new website with lots of interesting things. It's been a good process for us and helped our organization grow. So ongoing, what we want to do, we being MPHA, is to look for other funding opportunities and to continue to partner with the State Department of Health and other organizations on the accreditation process. So here's the background on accreditation in Mississippi. We have worked on our state health assessment and our state health improvement plan. We, being MPHA and MSDH, have brought large groups together of stakeholders in the state, all over the state. We started in 2014, and we actually will finish the shot on the ship. I think we have a draft at this point now, so we're doing good. 75 agencies have worked with us, and 100 of MSDH staff have been involved in the process for accreditation. So going through what Mississippi chose to do was to use the MAP process for its assessment. The SHA and the SHIP were conducted using the MAP process, and we did all four assessments. It's taken us a while. When we started accreditation, we knew that it would be, I guess the good word is, a journey. It would not be something we could do quickly and just have a product on the shelf. We wanted to go slow and do it incrementally so that we could do it right and we could meet and really make a difference in what we did. So after we went through that state health assessment, this is what we came out with. Our key findings: to strengthen the public health infrastructure in Mississippi, and you can see the three the green bubbles for that, a shared public health agenda, improve access to care, create a culture of health. Then we also had improve health status and reduce health disparities, and I won't read those to you, but mental health, chronic disease, sexual health, and infant health, and I did read them to you, sorry, and address social determinants of health, reducing poverty, and increasing educational attainment. So I really like our mission statement in the middle because I helped form this. All Mississippians living healthier, longer lives due to a thriving public health effort that is supported by active and committed citizens and organizations. So after we got through all of that, then we had to prioritize what we could do with our state health improvement plan. And this is Mississippi's first state health improvement plan through the Department of Health that I'm aware of. Did I say that right, buddy? Pretty much. So what we came together as a group with all of those assessments having been done, and here are the four priorities that we are going to address this first go around with our SHIP: to increase educational attainment, to create a culture of health, to improve infant health, and to reduce the rates of chronic disease. And of course, those are big, big bites to chew off, and we've drilled it down into some specific areas that we're going to look at in those findings. So there's our vision again, and I'm probably short on my time. Did I do okay? And I will end it there, and we'll take questions later. Thank you.